the Dirty Kong Podcast. And now welcome the hosts of this week's show, the Pasty Judases of the Internet Radios, John Boy, Dave Von Doggy, and the J-Train. www.dirtykong.co.uk. You say you've never seen the light before.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of the Dirty Kong Podcast.
Welcome.
I'm John Boy, as always.
I'm VD.
And I'm JT.
VD.
You're a venereal disease. Even though your initial stands for venereal disease, John Boy is still funnier.
Yeah, John Boy.
To laugh at, not with.
Oh, thank you. Guess who's back in the studio?
Hey, you all right, guys?
Yes,
Did you miss me?
The hatred returns.
The hatred.
The rage.
The rage train. It's like the train that pulls in and it's on fire. It just burns everything. That's me.
And it's not happy about it.
It's not happy about it, no.
The place wasn't the same without you, J-Train. I'm glad you're back, man.
I'm sure it wasn't.
No.
So.
It was a happier place.
Yeah. Well,
I actually really missed you, man. It felt like a debacle the whole way through to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
And I thought it was the best episode we'd ever done.
That's some of Dick.
I will. He's not allowed.
Save it for later, guys. Show first, then Dick later.
Right.
Well, I know, so, no, that's not our usual way we do it. We usually combine the two in a glorious
yeah.
unification.
Mess.
Yeah. So it's a small studio and it gets everywhere.
Yeah,
it's a mound of podcast flesh and unmentionable juices.
Yeah, but Jabe was back from the Isle of Wight Fest.
Yeah.
Festival.
Yeah, Isle of Wight Fest.
El Musical.
Yeah.
Di Festival.
Yes, it's a festival. All right.
Music festival. Yeah, calm down. A music festival.
In the Wight.
You know what? I'm going to punch him anyway. Right, you already know me, Eden. Went to the Isle of Wight Fest, which is in the Isle of Wight. And nice. For anyone that doesn't know, the Isle of Wight isn't a different country to England. It's just like an island off England, so. Because, you know, some people that aren't from here will think, Isle of Wight, or is that a different country?
And they speak English in this island.
Their primary language is English.
Did they burn a big Wicker Man at the end of the summer?
They burned. Was it Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks?
No, who played Wicker Man? No, it wasn't Tom Hanks.
Are you on about the remake?
Yeah, the remake.
Was it Nicolas Cage or something stupid
like
that?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage in the remake, isn't it?
Yeah, it was one of those awfully bad actors from America, yeah.
I hate Nicolas Cage.
I hate him so much.
Apart from The Rock. That was a good film. Come on.
Oh, long time ago. I can't remember it.
I haven't seen that. I saw Face Off. Face Off is good.
Hong Kong, I actually quite liked Fake Off.
Fake Off. Frap Off. That means to masturbate.
Yeah, so anyway, getting back onto it. Yeah, yeah, it was awesome. Foo Fighters were there. They rocked, as usual. Dave Grohl, legend. Kasabian were there. They were shit.
We rang you when your Kasabian was starting.
Yeah, you were so excited.
I was so excited too, because like they're quite a big band, and you know I thought they'd been touring for a while. They'd have like a good stage presence. You know, like with a relatively new band, you know, that don't really know how to interact with the audience.
Yeah, they just play the
set.
You'd
expect someone like Kasabian Stadina to like perfected the craft, wouldn't you?
That's right. Yeah. So you know, got into the crowd and stuff, and he just started calling us all cunts and, you know, smelly muddy bastards because it was raining, you know, and I was just like, what? And that was all it was. It was just like, it was just insulting.
I get paid for this.
Yeah, you sloppy cunt.
Before you can insult the audience, you have to like build a bit of a, you know, a relationship, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Dave Grohl could call me anything he wants, but that's because he knows his audience, he knows his fan base. But from the lead guy from Kasabian to call me, you know, a smelly bastard, I'm just, well, go fuck yourself then. You know, I came here for Foo Fighters anyway. Kasabian was shit, and they were headlining on Sunday. Mm. Foo Fighters headlined on the Saturday. And then Kings of Leon, they were also really bad. They headlined on the Friday.
Right.
I've seen Kings of Leon before, and they were awesome.
Yeah, I've not seen them, and I really would have liked to have gone to see them. So. I'm disappointed that they were bad.
Yeah, if you'd gone to see them 3 years ago, it would have been amazing.
Mm.
Because, in my opinion, the first, you know, two albums were the best. Then they brought out three, I think they brought another two out.
Yeah.
And they're a bit, you know, whiny. You know, I can't do his voice, but it's all like, it's like a straining for voice all the time. So yeah, so they're a bit of a disappointment. Played a couple of good songs. Didn't play Sex on Fire, I don't think. Unless I was smoking something.
Big Bifters.
I missed it. No, no, not Bifters.
Some Fatty Boom Batty.
Fatty Boom Batty, yeah.
Because when we rang you, I don't remember, I couldn't hear a lot of what you were saying, but what I made out, I only made out a few certain words, and it was boobies and mud.
Yeah. Oh yes, there were some boobies in the mud. So yeah, no, it was like, I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen pictures of Glastonbury, but it rains quite a lot, you know, it usually gets rained on one day, and because there's like so many, like 100,000 people there, I think there's about 250,000 people at Glastonbury, isn't there?
Something like that.
And so obviously the pathways just get absolutely annihilated and mud goes up to the knees kind of shit. Well, Isle of Wight was kind of getting that way.
Yeah.
And it's a mud bath.
Yeah, it was. Well, these girls were using it as a mud bath.
Fanny bath.
Fanny bath, yeah.
That's bottom in America.
Yes. Bottom. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
The fanny is the pussy.
The vagina.
The vagina.
JJ.
I hate that. Don't say that.
JJ.
I hate that.
You said fanny.
What's
I was speaking as an American.
What's that thing? Oh, yeah. You know when, what's it called? That
penis?
No.
Anal.
Lube.
What do they call it?
Dave? Guess.
Rape.
No, I'm trying to think.
Philip tendencies.
You know what? Completely forget that. I was trying to think of a word.
This is going well, isn't it?
We helped.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm tired still.
I'm just confused by this whole festival thing. I don't know what music is. I've totally disenfranchised from it since this Charlton wasn't popular anymore.
Well, you're getting on a bit, aren't you, mate?
Yeah.
50, all these ladies, bands, gentlemen. Like, 50 years old.
I barely know still any of these it. Bands. It's fucking terrible, man.
And your gramophone that you have to wind up.
Didn't they just invent music when you were one?
Well, I don't think it was quite invented yet. It was just men banging on stones.
And then they started banging each other and it went crazy from there.
They were still inventing colour.
Everything in the world.
Everything was different shades of grey. You know, like when you're about 8 and you see pictures of, like, you know,
old pictures of the war,
you know, it's like it's all in black and white.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, everyone was black and white those days.
You did think that.
Yeah, honestly did think that. It's funny the logic that you have when you're a kid.
Either we all think that as children, or it's just us in particular, as two retards in this room, actually believed when we were 8 years old that the world was black and white once.
You know,
God,
it was.
Those days.
I saw it.
We should interview this man. He's a gold mine of information about the 1950s.
The chromatone. It's chromatone, isn't it? Black and white. Chromatone world.
Yeah, chromatone, yeah.
Yes. Okay. It was a lovely time. Racism was rife because everyone was either black or white.
Wow.
And they all hated each other. And you had sticks and hoops and less paedophiles.
Oh, wow.
I don't think that's true. I just think they were less known. They were better at hiding themselves. That's people didn't know about paedophilia.
It was just
Dave.
What?
Hiding under the blanket of the 50s. You're out now, aren't you?
Back in those days, I was the victim back in them days.
No, fuck off. That's why he's miserable all the time, because he can't get the kiddies anymore.
They just don't like an old man with a wrinkly willy. This is going well.
But anyway, rained out on the festival.
So everyone was just, like, walking through it, and, like, these girls were kind of wearing
bikinis.
Like, well, no, like, just skin-tight clothes, and basically...
Still good.
It was all covered in mud, and it was that thick, and all the clothes were that skin-tight that you couldn't actually see the clothes.
See anything.
It was just like... It's like you couldn't see where the skin began and the clothes started, kind of thing. Ended or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Which other way around?
And so basically, they looked like naked women. So I got an erection, and then you called me, and then I came.
Hey, it all works. I like it all.
And then I went to Kasabian, and it was just shocking. And they ran out of my favourite beer, so I had to drink Bacardi Breezes.
Nice.
Yeah, and that made me feel like a man.
Yeah,
a real man.
A man's man. So. You feel as manly as Ben, our friend Ben, almost. Not quite. But was that the last day of the festival?
That was Sunday.
Because we had Donington Download this year, the Download Festival.
Yeah.
And they got pissed in on their last day.
Yeah, every festival in Britain just gets fucking pissed here.
It rains every day here, though.
Fucking, let's have a massive festival in a field where we know it's going to rain.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's part of the attraction, really.
Oh, yeah, we loved it. I mean, we saw Motorhead the other year, didn't we? And it was, that was on the last day. Oh, and it was amazing. It was like, there was mud, there was shit everywhere. There was hardly anybody about. It was fun. It was freezingly cold and annoying. But looking back, we laugh.
You'd do it again, wouldn't you?
The difference was, difference was, is that at Download last year, it was like that real heavy rain, you know, where it just pounds you. You know, it's like that real
hurts when furious it's
rain.
You.
It's like, it's like it's got in heavy gravity kind of thing. It's really hitting you. And you're like falling over and shit.
I got a bit of reaction there.
Yeah, getting pounded so bad. And you're all wet. But that was awesome, you know, kind of like, you know, when you're in a storm and you think, you know what, fuck it, I'm wet.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna, will you stop fucking, I'm gonna take that off your fucking soundboard. But yeah, you know, like when you're in a storm and you just think, fuck it, I'm wet, it's raining, I don't give a shit anymore. Yeah. And then everyone kind of gets that kind of, that same kind of feeling, there's like an atmosphere there and it's calm. But at the Isle of Wight, it was like that really fucking fine rain. That really horrible, wispy, not quite rainy, but it's still wet.
Yeah, it's like and a like, wet mist on your face.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you, just through the day, you just got, like, more and more damp until you was, like, soaking wet. Yeah. It was just really bollocks.
Makes you more miserable.
Really bollocks.
That means bad for any of our international listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Bollocks is a negative.
Yeah, it's a derogatory.
Unless you like saying, "Oh, there's a big fat hairy bollocks."
You have a lovely bollocks down, down in
then
your
that's,
pants.
Then that's a good thing.
Your bulging bollocks are beautiful.
My shorts kind
of Jonathan.
I was going to go on to say like a beetroot, but I couldn't quite make it. Sorry. Oh, I was just thinking of your bollocks, actually. Are they still red? Or?
Yeah.
Bollocks were never red.
Oh, whatever.
It was just an item on the side.
You pushed yours.
It's a pushed your cyst. Oh,
we've discussed this. It's,
oh, you make it sound...
No, it was warts.
You paint such a beautiful image. It's not a wart.
I said it was... Is it a cyst, then?
It was
a cyst. Sorry, I always get it confused.
It's barely there anymore. It's a penile.
Ladies out there, it was a cyst. Not a wart. Let's just make that
clear. I was thinking that earlier. It's like we're saying cyst and wart, and I say wart sounds worse. A verruca. If they called it a verruca, I've got genital verrucas.
Oh. I think if you get genital verrucas...
I'm fucking putting a bazooka nowhere near that shit, bitch.
I got scared shitless of that when I was a kid. Bazooka that verruca. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck's going to happen to my verruca? You know, I thought it's like going to like burn off or
isn't
something.
It is just cream though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's nothing
more
than just some cream you rub on your bits and bobs.
That's pretty much it.
I never No, I did. I did have verruca, sorry.
I had a verruca once. Everybody had a verruca.
Did you go to the swimming baths without a protection on your verruca? David, and spread the disease.
I never go anywhere
like
without protection.
Well, that's when I got my verrucas. Because when I went to school, we did like school swimming.
Yeah, we're swimming once a week. Yeah. Everybody did that.
And like the verrucas were just rife throughout our school. And like verrucas I can remember at one point, I think I had about 4 verrucas on each foot.
Fucking hell.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Well, I didn't think that because I didn't know those words when I was a kid. But I was like, you know, what the poop is going on?
Yeah. What are these hard fucking crusty things on my foot make it painful to walk?
How's your teeth going there, Dave?
Oh, my teeth's alright, actually. The adrenaline kicks in.
Did you try any one of those things off your list from last episode?
Only the Pepsi and the whiskey.
Oh,
I didn't get to try anything else.
I had a bad toothache, and I've
come up with a list of like stupid methods. And they weren't really stupid, actually. But some of them are that, but it works. Pepsi and Coke.
On your teeth.
As fucking ironic as it is.
Really?
I found that out before I was even doing it. I just drank a bit of Pepsi and I was like, oh, hang on.
Yeah,
the pain.
We've got to get this correct, though. It's not a cure for it.
It's not a cure, no. It's
numbs
temporary.
The pain for, temporary.
Yeah, temporary relief.
It's not like
a cure, pliers, dentists, money. Money is the cure to almost everything.
Just eat money.
Mm.
But yeah, but my fish that I mentioned last week.
Oh, wow. What happened to your fish, Dave?
I don't know, I made the last sandwich.
Will you please stop owning fish? Please, Dave. Come on.
Because when you own them, that's what happens.
You're the Hitler.
When you own them.
You're the Hitler of fish.
Yeah, I've just had a swim bladder problem and I thought it was going to have a disabled fish, but it never pulled through.
Oh. So it died?
It died.
How long did you have the fish
for?
That's
2.
Oh, I've had it a while.
Okay. I thought you meant like...
Maybe a year.
I thought you bought it a fortnight ago.
Oh, no, it's not a new fish.
Oh, that's all right then.
He bought it yesterday.
I bought it yesterday. It was dead last week.
Did it have a name?
I like Doctor Who.
No, okay. Fish don't have names.
Fish number one, fish number two.
I give my fish a name.
I just tap on the glass and see the...
Dinner.
Oh, they're still alive.
Yeah, fish. Very funny.
With chips.
Mm. You need a lot of chips for that fucking little fish.
We went out.
We did.
Earlier in this week.
Yeah, we went out for a nice piss up. We
went out for some drinks at some bars down in the town of Derby.
We went to get some beer from a bar.
Bar.
I'm trying to do American and I can't. I'm not stupid enough.
Are we referencing John
was
something?
Sitting there drinking his Lager.
Lager.
What the fuck is Lager?
Oh my good lord.
Oh,
do you think America, do you think they have cider over there?
I've just never seen
it in any films or anything. I've never seen Tom Cruise go into a bar and ask for a cider. I can't imagine it.
Isn't
he? Yeah, and it was in cocktail, so he wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, you're right. You're quite right there, Dave.
Then his friend died, and I laughed.
You say you laughed, you mean masturbated, right?
Well, yeah. I laughed as I masturbated.
That's an image.
That was a very long.
We did go out.
We went
for a lovely meal. Well, I say lovely meal.
Oh, I was going to get to something before we come to the meal.
Oh, okay, you go for that then.
I was just going to talk about how we were in the bar and we went into the smoking garden outside.
Yeah.
People are talking around their little, what do you call them, heaters. They have little heaters out there, don't they?
Those fucking nuclear factories on fucking top of poles.
You guys must have noticed that girl though. She started pole dancing against one of the heaters.
Oh, yeah, honestly.
And then
being drunk.
Projectile vomiting
everywhere.
Wow, that was a bit much.
You're sort of looking at her going, yeah, this is kind of hot.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, that's just adding to the reaction.
I'm sure there was a guy trying to catch it, though. I don't know if I made that up in my mind. I was a bit drunk.
There was a guy holding her hair.
Oh, he's holding her hair.
It's
romantic, that, isn't it? Holding the hair.
Yeah.
Maybe he's holding the head down.
Yeah. He was doing something a bit dodgy.
Maybe that's why she was throwing up.
Another lass was chucking up as well, wasn't he?
No, I don't remember.
Because one was just sat down throwing up as well.
Yeah,
I only remember the pole dancing.
The pole dancing girl sat down, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, was that her?
Yeah, that's okay. The same girl. Okay.
And then carried on, sweet.
And then we carried on drinking through the night and went for a curry.
Yes.
Oh, we met some lovely girls though before that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Met some lovely girls.
The
one was like...
Not Natasha. I remember her name.
Yeah, Natalie and Rebecca.
Rebecca was the blonde and there was...
No, Rebecca was the brunette.
Oh, I can't remember.
This is why you're such a bad wingman. Because you don't even know who the targets are.
No.
You know, I was after Rebecca, Dave was after Natalie. You was just like after, you know, I don't know, some cock or some shit like that. But... it's not a problem, but it's why you make a bad wingman.
Yeah.
That's why I never get sex when I'm out with you.
And
you're too
damn
attractive. Whenever I go out with Ben and John and Dave and Paul, I'm knee deep in poon, mate.
If you pull with Paul and Ben, if you're wingman, I'm really, really worried about that.
Yeah. Yeah, the standard does drop.
Yeah.
Well, you're right, actually, though. You go out with, like, Paul and stuff, you'll just be so terrified that someone's talking to him in case he gets his ass in any kind of trouble. You'd just look uber cool, so you'd be brilliant at it.
I think it's for those girls, though. They didn't seem as attractive in you, Dave, as your hair.
Yeah, yeah, it's just the hair, isn't it?
They love rubbing that mane.
Oh, there's something underneath the hair, but we'll just look at that. I might just, like, shake the hair into a big cock and come with that.
Yeah. That'll do. That'll work.
Every now and then, just
that's a porn waiting to happen.
Oh, yes. Ultimate.
And, yeah, and then after the ladies, we went for a curry.
We did.
At the Taj Mahal.
Yes.
Not the real one, just a little shitty little restaurant.
Grotty, you know.
No, it was quite nice.
It was you
a
walked
nice
in.
Fucking place.
Decor, man. Nice ambient lighting.
Oh, can you remember those fucking sofas? They rocked.
Yeah.
You said ambient lighting there. You could barely see anything. It was like a porn set.
Yeah, ambient.
Yeah.
It was got as nice and romantic as we all sat down.
Yeah, candles and
atmosphere was nice. There was people down there, they were alright, and your necessary fucking mutton dressed as lamb, hyper loud, fucking obnoxious slapper sat behind you.
He's fucking like
middle aged. If I were to do this, I will, oh god.
Yeah.
What a cock. Oh, shut up.
She was like about 50, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was a rough 50.
She wasn't like she was 10.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, she still thinks she's 19. But she was like, she was a 50-year-old that looked like she had been through a lot of cock in her lifetime.
But you got to explain for the listeners that this place is situated right next to these nightclubs and these bars.
Yeah.
So it's a place where towards the end of the night, really drunk people are in there, screaming and talking about how much they threw up in the toilet in the bar that they've just been in. And,
yeah, it's the kind of place
that guy they've just had up against the wall.
They'll let scum in, so we went there.
Yeah, exactly.
We got in.
All right, and food was all right, not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
They cut my chapati, and that we all know that upset me big time.
Oh yeah,
they cut up a man's chapati, let him tear into it.
Yeah,
like something I best not.
Do you remember the group of slags you were talking about? And then a while later, a group of fucking ballsy cock men came in, sat directly opposite them, and there was a bit of a slagging war going back and forth between the two tables, and they were basically talking about how much they wanted to see each other's like cocks and tits.
And the men were saying to the women they want to see their cocks.
Yeah, and have you washed down there? Have you washed down there, you dirty bitch? Stuff like that.
Which is what you want to hear when you put a kebab
in your mouth.
No,
but they were fantastic.
It was fun.
Scary fun.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't scary fun. It was just a bit like, you don't get to see like these middle-aged people like that very often, do you? You just see them like, being all grey and watching, like Coronation Street and, crap like that and game shows. And
they
then
should bring them into schools though, shouldn't they? And say, this is what you're going to become. If you drink at an early age, this is what's going to happen to you.
Yeah, just to see them like these, just drawn obnoxious, like tits falling out, all the blokes have got beard down them and they just look like shit. I think it's so funny.
Your life will go to absolute shit. Once a week, you'll go out and you'll get like this. And the next day, you'll think it was the best night of your fucking life.
Yeah.
So watch out and straighten that.
But the one thing those drunken scumbags didn't realise was that they were in that restaurant with three internet superstars.
That's right, yeah.
God, now you must be drunk.
And we were in there
as
well.
To not realise that. Yeah,
those guys from the Lonely Island. Those three guys? Yeah, they were in there, weren't they?
But we were in there.
It was nice until the bill came.
Oh, the bill. That was fucking shocking.
Because, like, they get those fucking drunk twats in. They think they can just get away with trying to charge any kind of price they want. And we noticed. What did we notice, Jay?
Oh, we noticed... There was like £1 on everything, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was nearly every fucking item was just like, put £1 on this, £1 on that, and we was just like, hang on, this isn't right, and then they were all shitting in the pants.
Yeah. Looking,
can we have a menu, please? And shitting in the pants.
That's right, because we saw them at the little reception place, and they had like everyone's bills, didn't they? And they had menus and shit, and there was all like talking between them.
Yeah.
I'm like, and that was a good shout because I didn't even notice that I was going to try and, do us out of some money.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not £6 for a giant crisps.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
For a Papa Doms. I mean, the thing is, if they hadn't charged that for like, what Papa Doms are, don't you guys?
Yeah.
Those like big crisp things that you get.
It's the best way to describe them, really. Yeah, just big
and
crisps.
They're like, they're just the cheapest thing on the fucking menu. We only had like a couple each.
Yeah.
If they hadn't tried to charge us £6 for them, that's like $10. Then, I would have probably not noticed what was wrong. But because it was so shockingly bad, I was like, what the fuck? So
there was nearly a big, massive brawl. It's like, do you not know who we are?
Yeah.
And he was like, no. It's like, then we said
DirtyCon. And he was like, oh, DirtyCon. And he was all submissive.
Like, oh, complimentary.
Give us after 8 minutes.
You'll have sex with my 7 wives. Or whatever.
I think there is
dad one's definitely a husband.
Oh yeah, it's Dr. Sheacock.
Sheacock. Nice. So yeah, that's is this a warning or a recommendation for the listeners establishments?
You try to screw us, you bastards. No tip, naughty naughty. Yeah. Not go again.
Slap on the wrist.
Slap on the wrist, naughty naughty.
Fuck him. I was gonna eat.
And no amount of underage whores is gonna make me change my mind.
Exactly.
Although I will take you up on your offer.
You've got to test the waters before you can sort of say no.
Right, yeah.
No, that was not adequate.
Yes, that was lovely, but it wasn't enough, thank you. Anyway, guys, what we had to talk about this week.
Oh, this is something I've been looking forward to for fucking weeks. I discovered this maybe about a year ago. And it's like a, well, I say a low budget film. It, I think there's a production cost of about $6 million.
Really?
Something like that, yeah. It's called The Room, just simply The Room. And it's produced, written, and it stars a guy, Tommy Wiseau?
Wiseau, I would say.
Vishnu? Yeah, I'll call him Vishnu.
And this guy has become like a legend. He's like...
He's just like, for making a film that is so bad. Because it was just supposed to be like a drama of like, you know...
Family ties, sort of thing.
Family ties, drugs, guns, you know, all, you know, things getting messed up, cheating and all that shit. And that's what it was supposed to be. But it was that bad that afterwards, when they interviewed him about it, he said, no, it was a dark comedy. And they said, well, he never said it was a dark comedy. And he was like, yeah, but if I had said that, then people would have expected a dark comedy, so it wouldn't have had the same, you know, impact.
Right.
But just if you just watch the film, you can just so tell that he really tried his hardest to make this, like, drama, this kind of, whatever kind of drama, and it was just so badly done.
It has gained cult status for shocking line delivery, its poorly written dialogue, scenes are just crammed in with as much information as it possibly can within the
I did short not hit her. I did not.
That's a little impression there.
I'm not going to spoil it too much, but it's like, there's like a bit of a rooftop scene.
Yeah.
And he storms up onto the roof. He's like, I did not hit her. I did not. Don't even say that. And it's like getting all pissed off and throwing like his water around. And then he sees his mate and he goes, I did not hit her. I did not. Don't even. Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
And that's it.
A change of emotion from anger to, you know, mild interest.
Oh, hi, Mark. And that's it. It's just, it's just brilliant.
So, you got any info on him?
I've got a load of info.
I know he financed the movie by selling leather jackets in Vietnam or Korea or something like that. So he totally self-funded this whole film by like selling leather jackets, I think, or importing them from Vietnam and selling them.
Just to think, if he hadn't funded that film, he'd be rich. No.
Well, this is it. Yeah, that's kind of, but you know, everyone's got a dream, and you know, I can totally respect him for making the film.
And if you're,
but he just did it really badly.
You know, abusing a lot of Korean children by doing this dream. It's fair dues, you know.
Yeah,
fair game.
That's what they're buying for.
Oh, what is abuse?
We gave him a job, got him off the streets.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a bit of an information page, and literally everything that the J Dog's just broken down is literally all the information, which is kind of why Tommy Wiseau, has got such a cult status, because he's like a mystery man.
Yeah.
And he always wears black, and he looks like a woman. He looks like, I don't know, a cross between some sort of freaky, weird lady man and Michael Jackson's child.
He looks like a woman with AIDS on her face.
Yeah.
Which looks like.
And facial AIDS.
Facial AIDS. Nowhere else.
All else I can give you on top of what Jay Chain's given is he is currently working on a sitcom called The Neighbours. A 22-minute pilot was shot in 2008, and Wiseau has spoken of negotiating with some of the networks for a deal, which he will not get.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I don't know.
Based on his background.
I do hope he does, though.
The thing is, anything with the cult following has a... that cult
if
following
he's gonna
is
get
really
viewers
strong.
In.
I think a smaller network will probably get that.
Mm.
I reckon it will get aired, but just not on like, you know, Fox or, you know,
whatever. No
way. Or ABC or whatever they've got, NBC or
I don't know the network.
Fucking million channels.
Yeah.
He clearly has got no clue of what he's doing, but
he wants to negotiate with BBC4 before they go under quickly.
Yeah.
They'll show something like that.
So what we've got planned for today is what we're going to do is we're going to run through a commentary of the film The Room, and we're going to... I don't think we're going to play it all for you guys. We're just going to, you know, clip the highlights and play that.
Yep.
And then we'll probably discuss it afterwards.
Yeah,
a
little bit.
So,
not too in-depth. We won't bore you.
No.
It'll be funny.
You can't really get too in-depth in this film, but just for the comedy value alone, it's gold.
Yeah.
It's fried gold.
And if you want to kind of just get like a bit of a taste of what we're seeing... Just go onto YouTube, enter The Room, search for the roof scene, the room scene. Search for the flower shop scene.
Oh, God.
And then search for You're Tearing Me Apart, Lisa. Which is the fucking brilliant.
That's the ultimate line. I mean, yeah.
You are lying. I nearly hit you. You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
They're the best scenes of this entire film, and you have to see them to believe them, really. Yeah, don't you?
It is just, it is in a class of its own. So, well, class is, it's not a class. It's just, it's in a puddle of shit of its own. It's in the... You know, it's in the fucking dumpster of its own. That's what it is.
I think we'll put a couple of the YouTube videos up on the website as well.
Yeah, just a few links and a few videos. Yeah.
But illegally download it.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's what everyone else does. Don't fucking pretend you don't.
Yeah, exactly. You're out there.
Mighty. Oh, I pay for my shit. No, you fucking
As long
don't.
As you didn't illegally download this podcast, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for free. Yeah.
Anyway, so here you are, guys. Ladies and gentlemen out there. The world. Tommy Wiseau in the room. Enjoy.
If you can.
Hello there, kids. We're about to watch The Room.
The best film in the world.
So we're not going to fuck around. We're just going to play the video. Hope you enjoy it. I know we won't.
Intro. Wiseau Films.
Oh. Wow.
50 Named grand of his himself. Budget gone there.
A Wiseau Films production.
So we're just opening up here with the credits. The music's amazing.
Nice stock footage opening shot there.
Of the Golden Gate Bridge, is it?
Yeah.
The Room. Wow, it's in big bold letters right there. It's in bed, actually.
More stock footage.
Starring Tommy Wiseau. Oh, that's funny. So he's produced it, written it, and started it.
He's great.
He must be awesome. Greg Sestero? Sestero?
Sestero?
We don't know him.
There's some water.
Some water, yeah. And some it's buildings. Just,
it's really cheesy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Juliette Danielle. You'll notice that you've never heard of these like names again. Because if this was like this, their big break,
but like,
and that's all in their profile, it's going to be like, oh, that shit.
These shots can't even fade into each other. They black out to put your fucking credits on.
There's casting.
Oh wait,
well,
now he's got the credits over the picture. Sweet.
Casting. I'm surprised. I thought people just turned up.
Yeah, I think what they did is they just got some people off a bus.
Oh my god, the music's fantastically brilliant. Where's this now?
Yakult, or was that Yalkut?
Oh my, yeah, it has to change from where? New York to I don't know.
Somewhere else.
It's proper like
it looks like New Jersey now. It's now like that looks like California. They've just got stock footage from anywhere, haven't they?
I think it's San Francisco, isn't it?
Oh yeah, San Francisco.
San Franny.
That's where all the gays come from.
Not the smell of the moon farmers.
Oh, it's also
directed by the great man himself. Oh, I cannot wait for this. Oh. Scene.
Hi, babe.
There's the star.
I have something for you.
This is awesome.
It's just a little something.
He's like a scarecrow being brought to life.
Yeah. He's got such creepy eyes.
Why is he looking at
her
like
that? Check out the part. Look at the prey when she's getting it. Just stares at her.
What is it? Oh, he's bought his girlfriend or wife a red dress. Thing is, he is like the ugliest person in the world.
In the world.
And she's like fairly fit. It's just like, you can just tell that when he was writing this, he's like, Tommy Wiseau, me, is married to this dead fit bitch.
Yeah.
You know, go and get one in real life.
His dialogue is stiff.
Wow, you look so
his
sexy. Oh,
body movements are stiff.
So you look so sexy, Lisa.
Isn't it fabulous?
I would do anything for my
girl.
It's been
so
dubbed.
Badly dubbed.
What?
He's dubbed his own voice in badly.
Oh, hi, man.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, man.
We've got a count how many times they say hi, or he says hi.
It's always, oh, hi.
It's been Johnny.
Anything for my princess.
Anything for my princess.
Danny, don't ask a question like that.
Nice to see you, Danny.
He's evil. He's like
drunk,
Dracula.
He's fucking drunk, man. He doesn't look nowhere. Look at him.
What?
They've left this child and they're going to go off and fornicate. Completely obviously. Which is odd and a bit weird.
He's not a child, though, is he?
He's a young lad,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he's young. Was that Denny? Did they say his name was?
I don't think it matters. He's just some kid.
Oh,
is he following them upstairs now?
I think he's going to watch.
Tete-a-tete.
He's going to watch some poon.
Well, his crap at acting is going to be crap at shagging and all,
isn't he?
Is
he crap at acting, Dave? Is he being a bit unfair? Let's just watch the film.
This is terrible, like, sexy play. Do you know what I mean?
He's watching them, though.
Oh, dear.
It's just...
Oh, now he's joining in.
Stop, no, stop.
This is weird.
It is weird. It's a bit ancestral.
There's no dialogue either. It really is crying out.
He's like
something.
A black lion.
Danny, yeah.
Do you have something else to do?
I just like to watch you guys.
What?
What?
Oh, Denny boy.
This is like a porn.
Denny, two is great, but three is a crowd.
Oh, that's harsh. Two is great, but three is a crowd.
I get it. You guys want to be alone.
No shit.
That's the idea.
Why didn't he just say to that? They might as well have just said, we're going to fuck now. Can you please leave the room?
Bye, Danny.
Oh, hi, boobs.
Oh, the sexy music's kicking in.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but he looks like he was in a wax museum that melted.
Yeah, that's you're right.
It. And that sexy play is so crap.
The music's fantastic.
It looks like Steve Tyler hitting the face with a spade.
Yeah.
Four times.
Yeah.
If he was born while he was on fire.
Oh,
he does look like
song,
a burns
man.
Victim, doesn't he? No, that's really harsh, actually.
But true.
I wish I'd put those fucking pillows away and find some other kind of foreplay, do you know what I mean? That kind of... Yeah, it's just so shit.
This is the worst sex scene because there's no sex and this music kicked in about 4 minutes ago and we're still waiting for the clothes to come off.
She better have a great rack.
Oh my god.
It's so unsexy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, despite the fact that he is as ugly as a fucking swamp donkey.
On fire.
But it's just unsexy.
I don't know, I'm getting a bit of a tingle downstairs.
Even taking my clothes off.
I know.
Is it the music?
The sexy music indicated a love scene. The love scene is yet to commence.
Yeah.
In fact, he's got his top off before she has, which is wrong.
That's
bad directing.
He can't even take his own clothes off.
To take his shirt
there's
off
a rose.
The
she's rubbing a rose down his chest in that stereotypical.
And his as well. What about her?
He's weirdly muscly as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's like Iggy Pop, isn't it?
It's not like, yeah. It's not toned. It's like got muscles in weird places. It's so dark.
Keep your eyes on his chest. Oh, great. That's not fake rain.
There we go.
A breast has just commenced.
Oh, hi, Boof.
They've not actually had sex, though. There's no footage of them having made love.
There's lots of kissing and rubbing roses on each other and, you know, weird grinding.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. He's getting into some...
He's getting...
Well, I'm not exactly sure what he's doing there.
I think he's trying to jump over a fence. The kissing was off then.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to see the cheek.
Getting a lot of butt shots here.
How far
is
he pulling his
Where
ass
is he?
Back?
He's tip fucking this woman.
I'm sorry, but
he is.
How far his ass is coming back? He must have like a 17-inch cock.
There's not one bit of this that's directed well.
No, it's like it's supposed to be quite intimate.
That's
and
a bit.
Like, are they?
And do you know what? But you know how he's a director.
Yeah.
I reckon they must have taken this scene about like 15 times. Oh, it's not quite right. We're gonna have to have like sex again so I can feel you up.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, the fading in of him, man. You can just hear him. Oh,
the fading in of them making noise that they were still having sex, fading into the fact that they weren't having sex. That's really lazy editing as well.
Weird.
And that was unnecessarily long. We're nearly 10 minutes in, and that was basically a sex scene. We've had nothing else.
You can't start on a sex scene, I'm sorry.
Not an 8-minute one with no sex, hardly. Oh, she's evil. Poor Johnny, look. Hey? Guys, poor yeah. Johnny with the ass. The ass that we've seen, and that's all we've got about him thus far. Given this sort of scene, we're supposed to care about the turmoil of Johnny. We don't even know Johnny. We've just seen him in a naked butt scene. That was the opening of the film.
The only thing we know is that some old Johnny bimp thinks he's quite nice. But boring. Oh, well.
Do you mind?
No.
The acting is like a porn as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's porn without any sex. It's like hell.
Yeah, at least you can forgive a porn movie, can't you? It's like, oh, you're acting shit, but soon there's going to be some flange.
It's like purgatory watching this movie.
Yeah.
It is, yeah, you're right.
Stop footage again, brilliant.
California.
Music.
Is it California?
That's what it says on the tram.
What's going on here?
We're gonna get
Mark.
Sexy.
Oh.
She's not cheating on Johnny. Was it Johnny? Who gives a shit if he cheats though? Who cares?
Yeah.
He's not been back on the screen since.
He could be a cunt for all we know. And so there's no... You'll feel hatred towards her for doing that. You know what I mean? You have you have to feel a certain passion towards your characters. You know, whether a hatred or a love or a guilt or...
You should build up to this.
Johnny's my best friend.
Just had a inner sex scene.
We've had him give her a present and had sex, and we're supposed to think that he's a nice guy towards her. Well, he could have been an arsehole. That's why he's got a present. Yes,
that's why he's got a melty face.
But now she's going to cheat on him already. It's building up to another sex scene with this woman.
I think so.
She's cheating on Johnny.
Yeah, he cast her first, then wrote a film. How many times can I get her to get her tits out?
It's just him.
That's it. The only character observation I can make is that she is a slut. And that is it. I don't know anything else about any other character.
Why is he smiling like a 5-year-old being given candy?
I don't think so.
What's going on? I don't know,
can't
sir.
Can't you tell, you fucking idiot?
Oh, hi, idiot. I want to fuck you now.
Oh, hi, Boner.
Who is he?
I don't actually know his name. Did we catch his name?
What it'll be is Johnny's friend, but they're doing it in reverse.
Oh, wait, no, that's Mark, isn't it? That's Mark.
Is that Mark?
Yeah, because then Johnny is Tommy. She's Lisa.
It is.
What happened to work this out?
This is in reverse. That's... Who she's cheating with now is Johnny's friend, but it should have been. We saw Johnny and him being friends, then she cheats.
That's right, yeah.
They've done it wrong, basically. This is the best way to put it.
No. He's done it wrong.
Tommy. Tommy wrote this wrong, directed it and acted it wrong. Oh, casted wrong.
Oh, I think he's got a passion.
It's an extended porn script, that's all this is. Wow, that's a bit strong. She loves it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Awesome.
That is
I've always wanted a woman to say that to me.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Which is the stupid response to that.
Don't think about me.
It's my
sexy face.
Yeah.
Think about getting married to Johnny, melty face man. He's good for you.
He's got lots of roses.
Yeah.
Now they're kissing.
It's a goodbye kiss.
No.
I think it's a sympathy kiss.
I don't think it is, to be honest.
You're not?
No. It's too much tongue. And ass grabbing.
No, I think he's gonna walk away.
He's not walking anywhere, mate. Oh, to the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
poor Johnny.
Ah, snap.
His face as well. He's like, oh, I can't believe I'm gonna do this.
We are 17 minutes into this movie.
And the second section.
She's having another sex scene with Johnny's friend.
What a slut.
And the music's back. The cheese music.
Oh yeah.
Seems to be doing it in the cot.
We're gonna have sex tonight again. This film is about 20 hours long and it's gonna be 100 sex scenes.
Wow. What was this man thinking? What was he doing?
I'm sorry, but you know this kind of setup, it would normally be quite a visceral sex.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're cheating with someone, it's quite a, like a naughty kind of thing. It's the wrong kind of sex scene.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be kind of this sordid, you know, backstreet.
Might be spontaneous,
kind of,
rough.
You know, dark kind of thing. But they've made it into a love scene, and that's wrong.
That was brilliant. It was so misleading. She sat there looking like something's happening, and then he comes from a mile away. So what's she enjoying right there?
I think she was having a bit of finger banging to herself there.
Yeah.
He's your best friend.
It's just stereotypical
shots. It's
not
even scratched or nothing.
It's hands going over torsos and backs. It's...
another ass crack.
Oh, the shots are too long as well, aren't they, for them?
Well, every scene, every bit of dialogue is too long.
The sex scene, yeah. Shitty sex scene. Another shitty sex scene.
I might go do some drugs and have a bath and then come back. There's the sex scene will still be going on.
Yeah, you could literally smack out on, like, crack for 2 hours.
You'd back. See better things in this movie.
You would. That's what it's missing. Hard drugs.
I mean, I enjoy a good sex scene and everything, but this isn't a good sex scene. It's going on far too long.
Yeah, it makes you feel inadequate, doesn't it, John?
Yeah, true. I'm not used to it being this long.
Oh, I didn't even get tits in that one.
Fading out.
Oh, this should feel bad now.
Where the fuck's Johnny? This is in his house, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's that kid gone? Okay, now, you know. Is that it for the sex now? Can we get on with the story?
Here we go.
Yes.
Flower scene.
Great flowers.
Oh, I wonder what he's going to buy from the flower shop.
Okay, it's 20 minutes and 45 seconds. This is the famous, infamous flower scene. Just let's let it happen.
You didn't get it, did you?
That son of a bitch told me that I would get it within 3 months. I saved them bundles. They're crazy. I don't think I will ever get it. They betrayed me. They didn't keep their promise.
Fuck yeah. Wow. Quickest movie scene in history.
All the rest.
I can't believe
like,
that. I totally missed it.
So spread out. And that was just like, bang.
Let's just shotgun in as much dialogue in that scene as possible. So he's buying more flowers now for his girlfriend. So
roses. More roses.
More roses.
Who doesn't drink?
Not after I killed my mom and dad accidentally in that car crash 4 years ago when your brother was in the mountains hiking and he died. You know I don't drink anymore.
But what's in there first?
Oh.
This is an unnecessarily
yeah.
long scene.
She's pouring him a drink for no real reason. It's, you know, still daytime.
It's just so lacking. So empty.
It's pacing. There's no pacing. We're just watching two people drink now, and it's taken a long time to watch.
He's you're pissed. Right, that's it.
This, yeah, it sounds like just
batteries
fucking...
running low.
I think he's having a stroke as he's delivering that line.
It looks like he's everyone through the whole film, doesn't it?
It's a surprise.
You can bring someone if you want. That's the end of that scene.
No, not another sex scene. But I don't know
if I'll bring anybody. Hang on. What's happened here?
Why has she got a bandana on?
He wants don't understand me to anything anymore. House.
That house belongs oh shit, to me. He's really going for it. I am not giving him a penny.
Who does he think he is? That was not a real noise. He is
always bugging me about that wasn't like glass breaking. That was like pottery. That was like a cleat.
That was like that Chernobyl coming to. Now the value of the house is going up and he's seeing dollar
signs. Everything goes wrong at once. No, there cannot be another love scene.
Please, no.
You're it's impossible to have another love scene in this length of time in a movie. I definitely
have breast cancer. Oh, here we go. Don't worry about it. Everything
will be fine. She's a nympho, isn't she? Sure
right.
No, it can't be.
She's a...
I was joking before. I didn't honestly think it was going to be another sex scene. Oh, I'm so is it going to be a sex scene?
You can tell
it is!
Oh my god, it really is.
There's another sex scene.
How far are we in?
26 minutes.
26 minutes and there's been
three sex scenes!
And nothing else. The odd conversation that's just been packed in there. And he got drunk last. Is this a porno?
I don't know what this is.
Is this a porno?
It's like a Channel 5 fucking softcore, isn't it?
I thought this film might be a bit boring and a bit meh. But it literally makes no sense.
It's the same sex scene as well, man.
More roses. Okay. Yeah, you're right, it is.
Can I just talk to you later?
You don't want to talk to me.
Oh, great tear, so.
I thought a hand was going to go underneath the sheet then and give him a bit of a...
Can I just talk to you later?
Again,
yes. What's that?
It's dry humping shit.
It's the same rain,
again.
Down the window,
right,
shut.
It's
the same scene, man. Which is, surely it's a lapse on his part. Because he'd be wanting to do it again, wouldn't he?
Oh, man.
Again, dry humping.
Muscly butchy.
It's like watching Gollum in a sex scene.
It is.
The rock and pool is nice and cool.
Look at it. Oh, yeah, it's wrong.
Gratuitous ass shots in every scene.
I don't know. Come on.
That's that over.
Fade down.
Yep, next scene.
Next scene now.
Let's have some fun.
Can we get out of this house? Can we go somewhere?
Chocolate is the symbol of love.
Who's she talking to? This is taking too long to reveal. Okay, there's a character there.
Nope, that's her mum.
How big is this cast? Five people?
I think so.
We could have made this film for like 100 quid with our mates. We really could.
Yeah, put a wig on you and, you know, I've got a nice ass. Unlike Tommy.
Every day? This is worse than
I don't understand why she doesn't just break up with him. Why is she making up lies about him that she hits him and stuff? Or he hits her.
Doesn't your home have a kitchen?
I'll come back later.
Oh, sexy.
See, I think she's supposed to be like cast as manipulative.
Yeah.
Sneaky. Or she's just going to be a dumb whore.
Yeah.
Listen, no, because right. She's not sneaky. There's nothing snide about her, nothing. She's just a woman. She's fucking everything in her path.
By the way, guys, it's another sex scene. There's another sex scene
not
coming
a chance.
Up.
No chance.
Please let it be another sex scene.
Even though he doesn't say it much. He's like,
it is.
I told you, Mom, Johnny is very caring about the people in his life. And he gave Denny his own set of keys to our place. Please. Don't
wait, is this supposed to be the same place, or is it supposed to be somewhere different?
It's the same set,
it
obviously.
It obviously is the same place, yeah.
That was such a terrible line. Did you know that chocolate is the symbol of love?
And let's begin our fourth sex scene at 13 minutes 12 seconds.
Oh my god.
Homework.
Not even good.
Don't worry. Okay.
It is another sex scene.
Bye-bye. Wow, my god. This is, like, almost getting embarrassing for him.
Oh, I'm going to have to cut this down to make it interesting.
Chocolate is a symbol of love. It's just like...
It's a nothing line. What does that mean? What is it? What's that mean? Why even say it?
Yeah, did you know that blue is the colour of the sky? Do you know, that's how empty it is, do you know what I mean?
What's going on? He is doing an Adam Sandberg, man.
I've been looking for you.
What the fuck? Was he just having a stroke? Yeah,
that's the weird cum face I've ever seen.
Oh.
We'll be here in a few minutes.
Are you okay?
Just nice work.
It's hard to commentate on a film where nothing is happening.
Apart from
the same thing. Oh, is this room scene?
Come on, it's clear.
What's clear?
Tense music.
I'm going to call the police.
Oh.
Who's this big badass? So this is a roof scene. We've got Denny and some big guy in a beanie. Looks very mean and.
I'm sorry.
The meanie in a beanie.
A meanie in a beanie.
We don't even know Denny.
He's got a big weenie.
What money?
Okay.
Oh, go, Johnny.
Yeah. You'd have just got his ass shot.
It's not true. It's bullshit.
What?
Where did they come from? They just appeared on the roof from nowhere.
He's putting a gun to his head.
Oh, hey, Johnny, what's up? I have a problem with Lisa. Betty? That's her name? Betty?
Yeah.
Not a legend.
Yeah, we don't see each other anymore.
Let's get it.
Yeah, she wasn't any good in bed. She was beautiful, but we had too many
fucking
arguments.
Tommy Wiseau has been giving him acting lessons.
What have those two blokes done with that guy that they had a gun to his head? Where's he gone?
Sometimes they're just too smart. Sometimes they're flat out stupid.
It's
other times they're just evil.
It seems to me like you're an expert, Mark.
No, definitely not an expert, John.
What's bothering you, Mark?
Forget it, dude.
Is it some secret?
No, forget it.
No, great, he's back.
That's what my mum did when she found that. He's taking drugs. Oh, hug him.
Why is he touching her?
Can you just hold on a sec? Hold on a sec. Does this whole thing look really blue screen?
Oh, yeah.
Green screen?
It is. Yeah.
Why can they not have just gone up onto a rooftop to do this?
What movie are we going to see? Well,
Well, we'll see.
It's so green screen. Don't think too much.
It may not come out. He keeps right. putting his head to his chest. Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's toss the ball around.
Okay.
He's not letting go of his hair.
He's right. having a blowjob as well. Look at his face.
Shoot, Danny.
What have they done with that man? Is he dead? Did they put him under a bridge?
Yeah.
Go on.
Easy, John. No, friend shouldn't fight. It's
Johnny
a vicious.
And, Johnny and. Oh, hi, Mark. They're having a fight.
Why is this happening?
Fine.
Why?
It's oh. happening too quick. Please.
God.
What?
It just.
Right,
just,
handshake.
Everything will be alright.
Your wife to be just slapped your best friend. Then that was it.
So the funniest thing is, he looks like he's not been in the scuffle, and Johnny looks like he's been proper fucking
yeah,
ragged up.
Like
and all this happened
Bruno.
Is someone who's pushed someone.
And that's it, another scene ended. Did any of these scenes last more than 30 seconds?
Yeah, the sex up, ones.
Now Mark and Lisa are.
Getting it on?
Yeah, are like caressing each other again after she slapped him.
My god, Mark, is
and
he dead?
Everybody's fine.
Oh yeah, she's got the moral high ground.
Kill them.
Mark, we're always taking each other. I love you. I love you.
Just don't.
I'll kill you, you bastard. All of this.
Love you. Oh,
that was so awesome.
You filmed a baby. You're no good. You're just a chip chip.
You're a mental man. You're a crazy lunatic.
It's not right. It's not right.
He's gone off.
Oh, even the way he climbed the stairs.
I think, is he actually a homosexual in real life?
More stock footage of a hotel? Right. Yeah, probably.
Oh no, please, not the old woman.
Let's look with your daughter. Come on. This film is crying out for summit.
Please, Lord. Send us a lesbian sex scene.
Yeah, you care about more.
So he can stick his weird robotic cock in my vagina.
Wherever it is, he's been sticking it.
Your overly muscly arse.
He'll turn out to be pregnant at the end of the movie.
He looks like he's got about 8 or 9 too many muscles in his face, doesn't he?
Oh,
I'm
hi, baby.
I'm surprised we didn't come out and get him. Ah, I am Mark!
He wouldn't be that articulate, to be fair.
I'm Mark!
I am Mark!
He said like that, there was another line coming after it. But it wasn't, it was just right, that.
I want to hear this exchange.
Yeah, I think you missed it.
Oh.
She said, who are you calling a bitch? He said, you and your stupid mother. Wouldn't it be bitches then?
Have a guess.
Oh, really? He's caught you cheating.
You're getting into it, aren't you, Jay? What's he doing to the door? I love door. And yeah. I like you.
Ever since I was shagging you behind his back, if he's coming right, bastard.
He's just not cool to be around anymore. You wouldn't mind if I was shagging your girlfriend, would you?
Yeah, but you're much more charismatic than Mark.
I mean, she'd fuck me, but she'd be making love to you.
Guys.
Somebody's out the closet. We know this.
I know it's coming.
I want to hear it.
Oh, it's coming up, guys. I'm excited. Oh.
I can't believe how emotionless this all is. It's boggling.
It is like watching a cyborg.
Just too much emotion for me, man. I just can't hack it.
Christ.
I'm feeling so bad for him right now.
He's just brought a gun out.
Why is this happening to me?
Why?
Oh. All right, okay. Bye. He's going to shoot himself. All right, okay, he did.
No blood. We didn't see the gun flare. We didn't see anything. He just laid back.
Why have these two come back? Oh, he's dead. It's like Jesus.
Big hole in his head.
There's about blood 18 everywhere. Pints of blood.
Cold. Yes, he's dead.
You guys did that.
He has to show the blood on the fingers. Yeah. Because you've not noticed the rest every
fucking
minute.
Pulls his brain out the back of his head.
Yeah.
Why'd you care? You didn't care about him before. Why did they come back, by the way?
I don't know.
Zombie. No, he's not going to kiss him. You didn't give a shit about him before.
You kissed him on the forehead.
Well, it's more than
that. He cares about him. It's unreal.
Are we supposed to be feeling empathy for these two characters? Like star-crossed lovers or something? It's like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Until I get a new bitch.
No, push her away.
Yeah, where's your moral high ground coming from?
Tramp.
You are as well, mate. Yeah. Two to tango and all that, surely. Let's be fair. It's not even your house.
Punch her square in the face. He worked out straight away! She was there laying next to him.
He's still
dead?
Asking it. Yeah, but he said he's dead. Now he's asking to wake up.
I need your money, Johnny. Who's going to pay for my tuition now?
Uh-huh. Who's going to pay to get my forehead reduced?
Wow. This story's wrapping up now. Are you going to call the police? Ambulance? You know, just throwing ideas out there.
We're going to get a gay necrophiliac sex scene now.
He is gay, though. Surely. Why? You know why?
He made this film and then he couldn't take it no more.
Can I ask the question? Who do you think's been the best actor in this film?
That's a silly question to ask. That's an unanswerable question.
Hell.
Wow.
I think Mark has shown glimpses of emotion at some points.
I don't know if I can even comment on it. There was a pigeon on the roof in one of the rooms.
Yeah.
And
that ball, it bounced quite well, you know. Really got into its. That ball really got into its role.
Oh, dear me.
I'm sorry.
And so ends the film, I think. Is it ending or? Wow.
I can't believe we missed.
That's not some bad acting there. He looks dead.
Excuse me.
But he's been looking dead. All the way through the film.
We're still holding on him, just lying dead. Yeah, still dead.
Still looks dead. Like he's getting head.
And we fade down to black.
We're going to get a credit roll.
And there we go, guys.
That was just like... You know, if somebody asked me to describe this film right now, I still wouldn't be able to, even though I have just seen it. Even though I have just seen the whole film...
One of the greatest movies
to describe it. If they said what happened in that film, I'd be like, well, I don't know.
They rambled through a lot of dialogue.
Yeah, there was a few sex scenes. I don't know. Someone was tearing someone apart.
I think it's one of the greatest movies ever made. And that's my final state and comment on that movie.
Really?
It was great. From moment one to moment 93 or whatever the fuck it was fantastic. Brilliant acting, brilliant script, well delivered.
And can we just clear written, up?
Well written, well directed.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Beautiful sets, beautiful produced costume. Well.
I recommend this beautiful movie to anybody set. Out there.
Yeah, you beautiful know. Set.
There we go, guys. That was our comprehensive guide to The Room. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, fantastic. It certainly was. That was our review of The Room.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, because that was a painful experience for us.
I still have the pins in my eyes.
I still have the rash that it gave me.
Yeah, that's it. I've got AIDS in my ears and in my eyes now. It's like infested me. What's your Dirty Kong rating?
I'm gonna give it. Oh, I don't know what to give it. One and a quarter Kongs out of five.
One and a quarter Kongs?
Yes.
That's quite generous. Is that just because it was like, you know, like those crappy jokes, you know, like the when that shit, the funny?
I just feel sorry for the guy because he did kind of put heart into it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, but all that effort to get that, it's just really not worth it, is it, mate? Just stick with the child labour. If you just sold the jackets and kept your 6 million, you twat.
Yeah.
But people are allowed to dream, so.
It's like
you know,
I always say.
That's commendable to follow your dream.
There's nothing wrong.
This is our dream, so, you know, we need to commend him.
This show is our dream.
The impossible dream.
We're living the dream of dreamers.
I think I'd give it 0.1 Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's just so I don't give it complete zero.
I think I'll give it like a Diddy Dirty Kong out of five.
Diddy Kong.
I think I'll give it half a Diddy Kong.
That's almost a game reference.
Yeah,
it is a game reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Right, so that was that. Next week, got it all to look forward to.
Indeed. Yeah, exciting stuff is happening.
Yeah, we've got some new equipment rolling out.
Yes, we're spending money.
We're spending taxpayers' money.
We're confusing the old man in the room with newfangled stuff.
Yeah, we've got some better sound recording equipment. We've got, this going,
some,
that going.
Some new mics, some new software we're going to be running, all that crap. So it's going to be hopefully a more well-rounded and, you know, professional sound from here on in, guys. So.
I've had a makeover, so I look sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do.
But that's just for these guys, really.
So I've got us some new horse to put under the desk, so we'll sound happy every week.
Yeah. So there's some exciting stuff happening on the show.
These ones
aren't dead. No. And also, we're getting a Skype account.
Yes,
the show.
Yes, we are. That's right.
Yes.
What's the thing that we have to ask? It's
Jono Dirty Kong. One word.
Jono Dirty Kong.
Jono Dirty Kong. That's the whole name you have to search for. Friend is on Skype. We'll accept your friend, and then you can ring in on the show live.
So they get us right. They can talk to us.
Yes.
At the time.
Indeed.
And John Boy. What hours of the day can they reach us? Tell us.
It's every Sunday night from 7 PM till 10 PM.
Right.
In England.
Awesome.
In England.
In England, yeah.
So international listeners, you're gonna have to work that out for yourself.
Figure it out.
Because we're not going to. We haven't got that kind of brain power.
So yeah, live chats, live phone calls every Sunday. 7 till 10. Yep. Be there or be square.
Be there or don't use that.
No.
Don't use that.
Be there or be elsewhere.
I like that.
Be
I feel like I've got some kind of unresolved issue.
Yeah?
Yeah. Something's eating me up, but I can't put my finger on it.
I feel like you have to pick a bone with somebody, do you?
Yeah, you know. I feel like some.
Who could that
you
be?
Know, some fucking cunt. Really did a number on us.
Two fucking cunts.
Yeah. It was a few bands from America. That's right, wasn't it?
Oh, that land. Oh yeah, there's.
I don't know, what's his name? Chris and
Twat.
Chad. Yeah, Chad.
Chad.
Chris and Chad. Yeah. Sorry, I always forget the second one.
Chris and Chad. Chris is alright,
but I keep forgetting the second one.
Chad and Dave.
Chad and Dave, Chad and Chaz, Jim.
Yeah, so what's your band?
I don't like the way they've. I don't like how the thing we say cunt too much. I don't think we use the word cunt too much.
Do we say cunt?
Cunt is quite a valuable word now in our country. In our society. You know,
I think we just understand it. We said cannot, not cunt.
Cunt has got a lot of different uses, so, you know, I don't think you can't say cunt too much.
Yeah. I think they speak too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. For an American podcast. No, not really. I'm joking.
All Americans have got too much to say. They're always running the mouth.
But they did throw the gauntlet down, guys. Yep. We have to do our very own American accents. They did a British.
Okay.
Yeah. But we've got to do now an American accent. So let's.
I am going to impress no one with my American accent. So
I'm excited.
I reckon one of you two should go first. So my fall isn't too hard.
Okay, this is for Chaz and Dave. Or Chris and Chad of What the Pod Podcast.
Chaz and Dave.
Chaz and Dave. That's what I've been saying for ages. Then I get it right.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, on purpose I did that.
Oh, right.
We apologise.
Yeah, we'll let that one fly.
Anyway, this is them. I'm American. I like beef burgers and I eat a lot.
Ah, and that's funny. Somebody fell over on TV. And TV's the national pastime in this country. That's the best I can do.
That's true and insulting.
I got nothing to say. I just say you fucking jerk off.
There you go. Jerk off's good actually. And J Train?
Can I refuse to do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
You kind of did it anyway then.
Did I?
Yeah. Oh, can okay. I refuse to
it's,
do
it's
this?
It's infectious, you know.
I think
I'd have to like lower my IQ to be able to talk American
that,
properly.
That well.
You
yeah.
know. I can't think of that many words with that fewer syllables for an American audience to work out what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
there you go, Chris and Chad. That's for you guys at the yeah. What the Pod yeah. podcast. Really great guys. They do a good show.
Yeah,
and,
man,
I recommend
to
download
it.
Them. Yeah.
We don't sound like it, but yeah, honestly, listen to it, man. It's good
yeah.
shit, man.
No,
yeah.
we
love
those
really
guys.
Good stuff,
we
man.
Love those guys.
You're totally outclasses. You know? we're in awe of you. You know, we kind of just.
Hey, but after episode 29, guys, the goal
yeah.
is the competition is on.
Yeah.
We'll show you what us British boys can do.
You may have run longer, but we are going to overtake
that.
You guys.
You said that in American accent.
Sorry.
I'll show you what us British boys can do. We ain't
afraid
of
nothing. Cockney, because that's the only one we understand.
God save England. What was that? You know, we're supposed to say with a stick.
Or like, I can't do it, man. Can you do Cockney? I can't actually do Cockney.
Oh, I'm afraid.
God, silly yourself. Yeah. Oh, mate. All right, we'll show you what us British boys can do.
Chimney sweep, and all that.
It's goodbye from me, John Boy, cunts.
It's goodbye from me, the Von Doggy. Chimney.
Von Diggy.
Von Doggy.
And, I'm the J Train. I'm gonna stop that shit. It's fucking embarrassing. See you all next week. Look forward to a brand new.
A facelift.
It's like Dirty Kong. With an erection.
Hey, we've got awesome. New tits, new silicon breasts.
That's right.
Goodbye.
You can motivate me.
I'm Art.